Lots happening, and I can tell you Lakefest is not too far away. It is going to be many, many days, close to a week of some fantastic nautical enjoyment. And the Heaven Can Wait charity sailing regatta. Oh dear, I'm having problems this morning, Mel. having trouble getting my tongue around my arse this morning. Good morning. Before we talk about the regatta, we're talking about favourite sandwiches. Do you have a favourite sandwich?
I do. There's a couple of sandwiches that I like. One is peanut butter and banana on a sandwich. And then just to take a little bit further than that and maybe go down a little bit down the dessert part, I like pineapple and banana on a sandwich.
A dessert sandwich? That's ingenious.
Right, that's something that I enjoyed many years ago in my early working career. I was a draftsman with the New South Wales government, and there was a sandwich shop around the corner. And I just got in the habit of getting these sandwiches from this sandwich shop, and I've liked them ever since. So
well, you need to go.
They would be my favourite.
You need to knock one of those up today. A friend of mine, Tracy's, just sent me a message on Facebook saying peanut butter, banana, honey, and sultana toasted sandwich.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
God. How very arty farty. Anyway, I didn't get you on this morning to talk about sandwiches, but I'm glad you did. Good morning.
Good morning.
A lot of work has gone into it. The Heaven Can Wait Yachting What is it? It's a what?
It's a charity sailing regatta.
Thank you very much. Every time I go to say the R word, I'm going to get you to do it for me today. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay. Well, it's been running for 10 years, and in fact, this year is the 11th year of the regatta. It's running on the weekend of the 18th, 19th of February, and it's preceded by a charity dinner, which is on the Friday night. But the regatta is on that weekend, 19th of February, and it's an event that in fact incorporates about four different races or five different races over the weekend. The first is what we call a long one lap dash, which is a race right around the length and breadth of the lake, and it's one lap around. Now, all kinds of boats do that. Yachts, we've even got off-the-beach type boats doing it this year as well. And then, as a follow-on to that, there is a 12-hour and a 24-hour race. So boats that do the one-lap dash may then go on to do a 12-hour race, finishes 11 o'clock at night, and then a 24-hour race, which finishes at 11 o'clock on the Sunday morning. So there are three races that run in tandem with each other, if you like. And then in addition to that, we've got some other races which cater for smaller boats and dinghies called a short one-lap dash and a dinghy dash. And for off-the-beach type boats that you know, obviously would have trouble getting around the whole lake within the time limits. They're the races that make up the Heaven Can Wait regatta. But the 24-hour race is regarded as being a pretty tough race. Even people who've done Hobart will tell you that it's a pretty challenging event because you don't get any sleep. You have a lot of sail changes. It's not like going to Hobart where you get out the heads, set your sails and forget it until you get down the other side of Bass Strait. This is a challenging race.
Okay. Well, is there a bit of fun mixed in amongst this, Mel? Or I'm sensing that it's going to be taken very seriously by some.
Oh, look, all yachties take racing seriously, but it is fun. It's a sort of event where you finish the race and you think, oh God, that was exhausting, I'm tired, I just need to go and get some sleep. And then 24 hours later they say, God, that was great, I think, yeah, we'll do it again next year.
Yeah, that's what you want, isn't it? Now, charity support, which charities are being supported by the regatta?
This is primarily in support of the Hunter branch of Cancer Council New South Wales, and specifically a program that they run, which is a home help program. This whole Heaven Can Wait regatta thing started with a guy called Sean Lewicki, who's a cancer survivor, lives down the other end of the lake, and he wanted, when he recovered from cancer, he wanted to create an event that raised money for the Cancer Council, promoted sailing on the lake, and promoted Lake Macquarie and Lahana region in general. So he got this thing off the ground, and originally the monies went into cancer research, particularly men's cancers. But as time has progressed and as recovery rates have improved, in discussions with the Cancer Council, we concluded that need for a program where both terminal and recovering cancer patients could get some home help with domestic duties, which they're unable to do because of their condition. And so this event now totally funds that program run by the Hunter Branch of Cancer Council New South Wales. And I think since its inception, I think we've raised about somewhere close to $300,000 for the Hunter Branch of Cancer Council New South Wales.
That's an amazing effort. It's going to be another great event. Of course, Lakefest is getting bigger and bigger every year. The Royal Motor Yacht Club of Toronto are doing their bit as well. If you do want some more details, you can go to lakefest.com.au, or there is a link on the 2NURFM webpage. Just head to the morning show page. Mel, thanks very much for your help with that. Thanks for your suggestions for the sandwich, and I'm sure it is going to be a fantastic event and a lot of money raised. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
And thankfully, Mel was there to help me say the word regatta, because I was having all sorts of problems this morning. I've got it nailed now. I don't have to say it.